Hello, it's Jan Jordan, author and host of the Destiny of Times podcast. Today, we're continuing our time capsule series with a reboot of the two-part Fashion and Food on the USS Destiny episode. Time Capsule 11.1 will feature a replay of the duty uniform segment. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the trip down memory lane, or listen to it for the very first time.
Let's describe the categories and descriptions and color schemes we came up for the primary duty areas on the ship for our listeners.
Absolutely. We spent time putting together these four categories of wardrobes that will be described in the book and have created the selections you will hear and can view on our websites and social media outlets for each of the primary characters in the storyline.
So the first character we put together with the duty station wardrobe that represents what the command officers, those at the rank of lieutenant or lieutenant commander, commander and captain would wear while performing their duty on board the ship.
Yes, we decided to go with a deep black navy jacket, pants, skirt, boot or heel, and a crisp white shirt or blouse. There was also a cardigan, vest, and turtleneck option for cooler weather. So the four primary bridge officers who will wear this design include Captain Sven Howard, Commander Steve Levitt, Lieutenant Commander Nick Vassallo, and Lieutenant Michelle Jones.
Yes, indeed, we chose wool, cotton and linen for the construction of all outer garments, and cotton and silk for the shirts and blouses. I especially like that we were able to add uniform pieces using a blend of these fabrics to keep officers cool in warmer weather and warm in cooler weather.
And then we have the science and medical departments, who will have white jackets, pants, and shoes, accompanied by blue or aqua shirts. We used cotton, linen, and silk for this. So while Dr. Janice Boyd will primarily wear medical gear, Commander Steve Levitt will wear his duty uniform while serving on the bridge as first officer, and wear his lab gear when undertaking his dual role as science officer.
Then we have the engineering department with their black uniform and red shirt. We chose wool and linen for the two-piece suits, winter and summer, and silk and cotton for the vibrant red blouse. So, the main characters that report to this department include Commander Greta Martin, Chief Engineer, Lieutenant Commander Gittel Di Serrano, Chief Propulsion Officer, and Lieutenant Paula Bloom, Chief Mekon Officer.
The final department in the duty uniform category we will describe is the security and tactical. We went with an all-black look, including a sidearm for Commander Giselle Vassallo, Chief of Security, and Lieutenant Cynthia Dixon, Chief Tactical Officer. Although there is a security and tactical duty station on the bridge, there is also a security office in the engineering section where security feeds of the interior and exterior of the ship are for viewing and storage.
That's Time Capsule 11.1. Be sure to check out the cover art for this and each episode as it shows the characters in the fashions that are described in each time capsule. So be sure to join us next time for Time Capsule number 11.2. See you around the galaxy.